coins for every Bein Mipaskin. The Bein Mipaskin.
All right,
we'll stop you. Continue.
We're holding up Chof Tes, Maralafi on top. Yes, the Mishnah we saw already, where if you take Schar to be a Roya Becheris, it says in Shechon or Piv, Limke, unless the person was a Mumcha, Ki Lebiyavn, it says, Shiu Lebiyavn Chomim, Liyo is Neitel Arba Yisorus Lebehei Magdak, let him take a pay for checking out the Baal Mum of Bechor, so Lebehei Magdak is able to take 4, and Vashisha Lagasa, they will take 6 for a Gasa. Samura says, my time, like, how come 4 and 6? Rashi says, how come a dak you take $4 and for a gasi you take 6? Samura says, hai nofish tircha, v'hai loy nofish tircha. So Rashi says, gasa, bigger behemoth like a cow or an ox, it's a hard tircha to check him out. Rashi says, lash lichol oros, you have to throw him down on the ground. Lichvois to tie him up and to see the mum. So for, since it's hard to work, that's why you get paid $6. Whereas by a doctor, it's easy, you only get paid $4. Yeah. Now it says here, Bein Tam, Bein Balmum, where the Paskin, it was a Tam, where Paskin is a Balmum. So Bishleim a Balmum, when he Paskin is a Balmum, Mishum, the Koshorile. That's why they paid him. They paid him because he gave a heta. So it's good why he got money for it. The question is, though, El Tam, am I? Why did they pay him if he Paskin the Tam? Rashi says, like, Yomalu Mum Oiverhu, we said this mum's gonna go away. It's not a real mum. My shock was it take pay? Hola Mahanile Midi. The Mesa cost, like, he didn't help them anything, so why should he get pay? Samar says, VMK Mosse Lemichshade. Because if he's not gonna get paid, and then there'll be like a chon, it'll be like Sheikhet for him. There'll be a reason, maybe, he'll Badafka say it's a Baal Mum in order to get paid. So in order they should not be forced, like to say it's a Balmum, the offer of Bonu Masakin, you have to pay him no matter what. So therefore we'll only say the truth like. The Yamri the Masak was Dimlok have not for that Osula Machadinu. The Yamri Hai Balmum Tamhu. Yeah. Hai Balmum Tayyah. Hai Balmum Tamhu. Vaida Koshori Lei Mishumagra. Yeah, because if he wouldn't take pay, the MK Moskal and Mukhtin, the people becheshed him. The Yamri, they would say, Hai Balmum. That this person, not that he passed, it's a Balmum, really it's a Tam, or really it's only a Tam. Vaida Koshorli, why did he say it's Mutu? Why did he say it's really a Balmum? Mishra Magran, because he wanted to get paid. So therefore, we have to make a Tekona that he gets paid no matter what. Mazihoch, if so, the Tam Nami. Amri, people still be Echshad. That if he says that the Bechor is a Tam, it's not a Baal Mum, I mean, people say like this, that really Baal Mum, really maybe there was a Mum on the Bechor. For Haidaloi Kishor Ali, so why doesn't he say that? Why is he saying it's a Tam? So, but the person thinks like this, that Kihecha de Lishka Lagri Zim Nachrita, like this, let's come back to me a second time. So I'll get paid twice. So let's be Choshe, then even when he says it's a Tam, it's really not true. The Torah said this is that Chod is Zimnut Kinil Rabbonim. The minute the Rabbonim in that corner, that one time he'll get paid. Nechnami, it's only one time that he could get the pay. But I'll tell you, Trey Zimni, let Kinil Rabbonim, the Rabbonim will not mistake, and he should get paid twice. So therefore, the first time he sees it, he for sure will say the truth, because he has nothing to gain and nothing to lose to say one way over the other way. So therefore, he'll only say the truth. And even on this, the Mishnah says it's only by a real chassid we let this happen. But if it's not a real chassid, we're still afraid maybe he'll take the sheichet and a paskin the wrong way. Now the Mishnah says, Hanoitos char lodin, someone takes money to give a psak din, is dinah betelim. We can't use that psak din, a dinah's bottle. Lohoy, did he get paid to say edus, is edus betelim. We can't use your edus. What's a kenastic aloha, we can't use your edus. Lahazos, let's say you're getting paid to make the azor, means to spritz the mechatis on the tummy mace, or else the lekadish meimov, or else you're getting paid to put the afer of the poradum into the water, the mayim chayim, to make this kiddush. If you're getting paid for that, you're not allowed to. And if you do, then we say meimora, we say meimov, the water that you made kiddush, or the water that you made azor, is considered like stam well water. It's not called mechatis. And therefore, if you take money for Kiddush, for putting the ashes into the water, we consider your ashes not like Eifer Paraduma, but rather Eifer Mikla, Stam burning Stam ashes. Without the Knas, we can't use what you're doing. What's going to be now Imho Yekoyin? Let's say the owner here was a Koyin. And the person that wanted to show you the Bechor, like, while he took you to show the Bechor, so, Mitameyo Mitrumosai. When the person took you to show you his Bechor, he took you through a road that made you Tomei. So, get to the owner, made the Koyin to become Tomei. And therefore, you mastered him now that he's Tomei, he can't eat Truma. He's going to have to buy, like, regular Chulin that costs more money. That you, the owner, like, has to pay this coin that you metam him. You have to give him money to buy food or to buy drinks and to buy oil to rub himself with, because you caused him to have sick. Because he wouldn't have been told me he could eat from truma, it's much cheaper. Now that he's told me he has to buy chulin, you have to supply it for him. Now the imhoya zokin, let's say the person that's going to paskin for you is an older person. So makiv yala chamor, that you're allowed to. That's not called his take and pay. You're allowed to ride him on top of a donkey, and v'noisim leischora kapoil. You're allowed to give him pay like a worker. Meaning to say, if this dayan would have been working anyway, so by you taking him off his job to paskin for you, he's losing out money. So that's not called like you're paying him, but you're just like making. He shouldn't have a loss. So you're allowed to pay him like a worker. We'll see exactly in the Gemara how much you pay him. The Gemara says, "Minu anemili." How do we know this? Rashi says the Yain Leutlin Schara Leroy, not to take money for passing the Shiloh. And the same thing applies to a Talmud Torah. You shouldn't take money for learning Torah. So Mura says, Omer of Yudam Arab, Yom HaKvar HaPosik says, Rei Limarati Yeschem, see that I taught you. So we say that the Posik in the Vorum, so we say, Ma Ani Bechinim, when it goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, just like I'm teaching you Bechinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Af Atem Bechinim, you should also learn Torah Bechinim free. And so therefore you should not take money when you teach somebody. And you give a psak din here, it's called like a roi, you should not take money. Tani nam yach lom this also. Pasuk says, Kashet sivani Hashem l'kad v'Hashem commanded me. So mani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam, just like I do it b'chinam, also, you should also do it b'chinam. That you should not take money for teaching Torah. Or minan, how do I know then, shim loy motz b'chinam, let's say you can't find anybody to teach you for free. That you should not stand and say, okay, I'm not going to learn Torah, but rather you should still pay somebody money to learn with you. Talmud, the Pasuk says, Emes Kona, Mashmi, you have a right to be Kona, to acquire, to buy Emes, which is Torah. So Mashmi, you could buy the Torah, you could pay somebody to learn with you. Uminan, how do I know, Shlo Yoima, you should not say, that Kishem Shalomarati Vischar, just like I learned, I had to pay somebody to learn with me, maybe kach alam den or bischar, I'll teach other people also for pay. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, emes kona, you're allowed to buy Torah, but v'yal timchi, can't sell it, you're not allowed to sell it. So of course, in this dekasha, could a Rebbe teach them, the Chur is getting paid for the learning, so for Rebbe, the Teretz is that he's getting paid really for the schar b'telo, like for the schar that he's preparing, or that he's not doing other work, that's the reason why you're paying him. So you learn with somebody for pay also like that, you're paying him not so much for the actual learning, but for the bito, for the fact that he's not doing other work at that time. Some people say that Lamaisa, if you need the money, and this is the way that somebody pays you for the money, it's not really cool that he's paying you for the Torah itself. It just means that, like a favor, like you're doing him a favor, he's doing you back a favor. Lamaisa, the minig is people do take money for learning. Yeah. Right. Then it says what? La hazois u lekadesh meimov. If you take money to make the azot to spritz the meichatis of on a person's tummy, or else to make kiddush to throw the eifah, the ashes of the paradum into the mayim chayim, so it's nothing as bottle my meimora and offer a mikla. Where's the question? Remino, I have a question. It says the Gemara in Mishnah in Kedushin ha mekadesh b'meichatis. If a person wants to marry his wife and he gives her the meichatis, or else be Eifachatis, he gives her the Eifachatis for Kedushin, is a race of Mekadeshish, you're allowed to marry her this way. Afa Pishu Yisrael, even though you're only Yisrael. So the question is, like, how? Like Vishleim, if you say you're allowed to take money for this, if you spritz Mechatis on somebody, you could take money. So you do it to your wife, and instead of your wife paying you, you're giving it to her. So that's called Kesef Kedushin. That would be good. But if you're telling me, though, it's also to take money for us, how are you allowed to do this? How could you mekanish this way? Why is the Kedushin Chal? So more answers, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Kan Bishar Havo, O Milui, Kan Bishar Hazo, the Kiddush. If you take in pay for the Havo, you have to bring the Mechatis, or else you have to bring, fetch the water to put the ishes inside it. So that's big tircha, that's big work. For that, you got to take money. Here that our Mishnah said you can't take pay means just for the actual sprinkling of the water on the Ptoi Meis, or the actual just putting the eif of the ishes into the water. For that, that's like a hechsher mitzvah. For that, you can't take money. But if you have to schlep it a long place, like I say, you're outside Yerushalayim, so you have to go into Yerushalayim to get to Mechatas and bring it outside, that's a lot of tircha. For that, let her take money. And therefore, if you do this for your wife, you could be mekanasher this way. Like you tell her, instead of you paying me, I'm be mekanasher with that money. The Morris says, they can never bring you proof also. Tony says over there, it says the Tariyocha over here, now Mishnah says, Lahazus Lakadish. That's so, Mashmer, you're taking money for the actual mitzvah of spritzing the Mechatis or making the Mechatis. That's awesome. For us over there in Kedushin, Ketoni, HaMekadish B'Mechatis of Eifachatis. You'd be Mekadisher with the Mechatis that was made already. Or with the Eifachatis, Shmamin, that's a proof that they were talking about that you're working to bring it to her. So that's Schar Tircha, that the schlepping of it, that you would be allowed to take money for. And then it says what? Imho Yikoyim. Let's say the owner of the Bechor was a Koyim, and the person that's showing it, or Faket, I mean, the owner took the Koyim as the Chochem, and the owner of the Bechor told the Chochem, come to me, come to my house, I want you to see my Bechor. And while you took him to your house, you made him Tomei, so if so, then you have to pay him the difference between Truma and Chulin. So more is the question, Ihu Gufe Hechi Yoslo Tzikasham the Koyim, how would the Koyim go? But there's a lot of hatter, the coin is not allowed to become tummy. So how could the coin allowed to go in the first place? So we're into the case we're talking about now, Lebesa Pras. They're talking about now going through a field that it was a kever, somebody was buried there, but later they plowed over the field. And now it's only Sophic Midirabonin, maybe there are some bones lying around the field. There's only Tumi Midirabonin. The Omrav Yudam Arav, Menafeyach Odin Besa Pras Velech. At certain times, you're allowed to just check out the road, like just blow on the road to make sure there's no bones there, and go through it. And befrat for holchei pesach, we're going to do a mitzvah. Maybe over here, if you're going to check out a bechor, you have a right to go through. But lemaisa, still your tummy, you can't eat truma. So therefore, you had a right to walk through this road. But lemaisa, you become tummy, you can't eat truma. In such a case, the person that took you through this road, he'll have to pay you. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmei, the Rabbi Yehuda Amar.